This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet. The next few Mishnahs also deal, we had before, hooks that are mechubed to different zaken. Are they kli b'fnei atzmei? Are they not? This is not going to be unkli hooks. This is going to be masmeros. Masmeros in this context refers to little types of knives. Shel is when it has a shem kli. So the first case that we have over here is masmer hagoro. A goro is somebody who practices hakozas dam. Times of Chazal was very popular. Today it's coming back a little bit in, bloodletting. So bloodletting, which has certain health benefits, the knife that they would use to be moitzi the dam, the knife is obviously kli tash meshoma teches, it's mekabel tumo. The gora is the maker's dam, that knife is mekabel tumo. V'shal evan ha-shoiz, the small knife that's used, the sharp piece of metal, it's not a knife really over here, it's the hand of a clock. Evan Hashoyz is a sundial. So Tohor, because that's not called a Kli. Reb Tzadik Metame, Evan Hashoyz, which is this, it's made of Avonim, but it's a sundial, is Metame. He holds it. That has a shame Kli Bifnei Atzmoy. Maybe the noise is whether it's Oysa Pu'ullo, some of the Farshim say. It's not really doing anything. It's only Misamin, it shows you where the shade is on the clock, but it's not really doing anything. So it's a shadow, whether it's a kli that has a hishtamshus bifnei atzmei. Masmer hagardi, this is a small piece of metal which was used. Gardi are weavers all over Shas, they have that name. So they had the kli that they were oisik on for ariga, for weaving. There was a metal piece that would go across, and on that he would put the strings. That metal piece, the shal is whether it's a kli, whether it's a dovish sheyesh b'shimush. So the Mishnah is saying that, yeah. V'oroin shel geroisois, this is a box that's used for storage. The klal is, there's not really the place for it, but the gzeis hakosuv by kli eitz, we're really learning about kli mateches. By kli eitz, the gzeis hakosuv is, we call kli eitz a sak. One of the rules of kli eitz is that it has to be osui letaltum imokum lemokum. It has to be something that's used in transport. Kli eitz that just sits in one place, which is what's called the lashon chazal kli eitz osui lenachas to be bimkoymoi, is not mekabel tumah. So the chayr this aron shel groisois is something that's kli eitz and it's also lenachas. The kesher between the two dinim that we just learned in the Mishnah is only one. One is talking about kli matekas, one is talking about kli eitz, but they're both machloikis in Hilchus Tumah V'Taira between Chachom and Reb Tzadik. The place where you have these type of ksharim between tanoim who hold of certain things, and even though the dinim are separate, as a rule, and this taka Mishnah Mufush over there is an idiot. We mentioned before in the previous Mishnah we had a machloikis from Gamliel and Chachom, and we quoted the Raivin and Idiot in Perek Gimel. It's there. That's the place where these machlokes are mentioned. So machlokes between Chacham and Reb Tzadik of the Zachen that Reb Tzadik was metame. So one of them was Aron Shel Groisois. What's the Svara of Reb Tzadik? L'chor, he's also masking to the side of Kli Eitz also Lenachas. And the answer is the Mefarshim say that Reb Tzadik says that it is carried occasionally Mimokum Lamokum Kedei L'taknoi. So Mel, it's not also Lenachas. Now there's a major cash over here. Look, the Rav, and it's fleshed out by Mepharshim also over there in Idias, and that is that the klal of osi lenachas has to be dova ha-osi li-taltul mole v'rekon, the lashon of Chazal. They learned this out from the pasuk that we just quoted. Mole v'rekon means it's not something that's carried when it's empty. It's carried with the contents of it. It's carried full. It's used as a shtamshus and it's carried mimokum lemokum when it's full of the schayra. Here it's not. The Aron Shel Groisois is a big Aron. It's only carried from place to place. Maybe if you want to put it down over there. It's not carried mole. So why does that fit the bill of not being Osir Lenachas? So these kashas are asked by the Mishnah Achrona and others. What they quote is the main Avtoyach. It's brought in Tosfos Anshei Shem. He says that there's two different ways that something could be a kli eitz osur lenachas. Either it's a big kli, else the size it's osur lenachas. That, if it's not usual to carry it, so then it's not a kli. Not also lenachas. It doesn't have shivus of a kli. However, if the kli is relatively small, it's just generally used for storage, but it could also be used occasionally to move mimokim lemokim, that occasionally is enough to be called a kli, even though be'etzim generally it's not used to be metal from mokim lemokim, it's only used b'mkoymoy, but that would be enough. We have to learn more about the gedorim of this din of kli etz also lenachas. But that's the machlokes over here. Hoysa agola shalo. This oroin of groisos was put on something that carried it, I guess. Like an agola carries things. Shel mateches, it was made of mateches tmeo. That has a shem of a klishimush bifnei atzmoi. Doesn't have a base kibble, so therefore it needs to be mateches. Now the obvious question is, we just got finished saying that oroin groisos is dover she'eni osu l'taltu. If it's sitting on an agola, that means it is osu l'taltu, moves me mokom l'mokom. So they're much of it. You take a look at the Ravid in Idias, per Gimel Mishnah Ches. You have to say that Agol over here doesn't mean for transport. It means to have it b'mkoymoy, just to be kavua. So you're going to have to say. Mishnah Hey, Masmir Shit Kino Elias Peseach V'Noyo Boy. This is a small knife that used to open and close a door. So, somewhat like a key, but just different make. Tommy. Now, the Kneich over here is the Masmer Kishalatzmoy is not a Roy Lekabaltum. It doesn't have a Shimush Bifnatzmoy. It's only used in conjunction with something else. It's put into the door. The door is not a Kabaltum, but over here the Kli is Oymid Bifnatzmoy. Ha'osu Lishmiro, if it's meant to be put in the door and to stay there and to hold on to the door, it's a way of telling whether somebody came in or not, so it's used as part of the door, so it's Torah. Masmer sheskine liyos peseach boy. Something they will miyached it to open up as a chovis. The way they open it up was by using the masmer to poke a hole in it. Reb Akiva mitame, al yidei being miyached it for this job of being peskin as a chovis, even before doing a maisa, it's already called miyuchen and it's a klim atachas with the shimush. Vachom mitarem ad sheyitzarfenu until it's until you put it into a fire, into klei mateches, could be not hard enough to be used effectively. The way they toughen up the metal is they put it in eish, and that's mechazik the metal, and then it's called oymid l'shimush zeh. The fact that mentally he was miyachedit to serve as that purpose, but it won't be effective, so it's not considered that. So mela, that's why they hold, that's why Kiva says that the yichud is a yichud, but the chacham say no. Chacham say it has to be the yichud is where it's practical, reasonable for it to be used in the present matzav. Actually, it's a renovation, it's not a midlakah. Mishnah Tyrus brings a very choshva maramokin in a rechaim tofresh choftes hilchis sukkah, sivches. There's a shayla over there about using masmerish or barzel to hang up schach. And the question is, you're being maimed the schach. There's a dinder abon not to be maimed schach with dover hamakabal tumah, which is not royal schach. And the shalos over there, if it's taken not royal kabal tumah, we're saying a masma be'etzem is not royal kabal tumah. It's only if it's miyuchid or if it's used specifically in the door, the chulei, that type of thing. But the masma itself is not. Ha'omdom, you look at Rishonim over there, the graz and Shulchan Aruch HaRav in, like we said, Tofresh Choftes. And you look at Rishonim, that the problem is that's barzel. Now, where that's a significant amount of mokum in Hilchos Sukkah is because it's not so poshut. It's machlok Rishonim. If the gzeira of not being maimed schach was only on a dove mekabel tumah, or anything that you can't use for schach, we're noig lechumra, and we don't rest the schach directly on metal pieces, even if the metal pieces have no shimush whatsoever and they're not mekabel tumah. The fact itself that barzol is metal can't be used for schach itself falls under the dinder abonon of maimed by sukkah. Okay, chikava maramokum. The Mishnah continues, and this is chelik of the above mentioned mishnayos in per gimel in idias masmer shel shulchani tohor v'reb tzadik mitame. This is the shulchani is a person who changes money. So there's a piece of metal that's that's on the ledge in front of the table where he's exchanging money. And picture a window that opens and closes. The shulchan, he has his business, but he could close the window when he's not in service. In front of him, where he's sitting, there's a metal pole. The metal pole is sitting cross on top of an amud. The amud is where he does his business. And the metal pole holds the window, and the window comes down. And then he can push it up when he wants to close up shop. So that's a chelik of, it's definitely mateches, it's a pole of mateches, but it's mishamish as part of the karka. So therefore, Torah, Reb Tzadok Metame, because sometimes he'll take off the pole and he'll use the pole for Natsma. Similar to the lumdus we had before, where Reb Tzadok is Metame, the orange shall groysa is because occasionally he uses it that way. The Mishnah summarizes over here, Shloshidvam Reb Tzadok Metame Vachom Metarim. Masma shel shulchni, oren shel geroysois, u masma shel even ashois, each one with tzadik mitame v'chacham mitayim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.